Bob Kreshmer, and I'm the chairman of the Arizona Governor's Council on Blindness and Visual Impairment. The Governor's Council has teamed up with Sun Sounds to present a series of programs dealing with technology for blind and low vision people. The host of these programs is B. Shapiro. B is the chairman of the Technology Committee of the Governor's Council on Blindness. B.
Thank you, Bob. At our last podcast, we had Christine Tuttle from the Arizona Talking Book Library telling us about the services that library provides to people with different disabilities. Thank you, Christine, for being here.
Thank you both for having me.
At our last podcast, you told us all about the services. Can you do a recap of those services before we begin with the additional services that the library provides?
Sure. Yes, this is Christine Tuttle. I am the outreach librarian at the Arizona Talking Book Library. And what we spoke about the first podcast was overall needs and requirements of getting our services. So we are a free library service, free being you've already paid for the service with your tax dollars. All of our materials come in either audio format or in Braille. And it's for anyone who cannot hold the book, turn the pages, or read the standard print. So anyone who has visual impairment or limited physical activities with their hands and arms. We send everything out through the mail. It does take a application to begin service, and that could be signed by your medical professional. And that includes a medical social worker, an occupational therapist, registered nurse, and any of your medical doctors or specialists as well. And everything's done by the phone, through email, fax, and then the conventional United States Postal Service mail.
Well, thank you for coming back and being here to tell us more about the other services the library provides. I know one of the services that you provide is BARD. So can you tell us about BARD and what is BARD stands for?
Oh, sure. So in addition to our physical collection that we send out through the Postal Service, we have a downloadable collection. It's called BARD, and that's Braille in Audio Reading Download. It's a nod to William Shakespeare himself. And you could have the downloadable service in conjunction with the physical service. We do have people that only use our BARD product for listening to books. We have books, magazines. We don't have newspapers at this time, but we have a number of different sources from all the talking book libraries throughout the country. And once you sign up with your librarian, all we need is an email address. It doesn't have to be yours. It has to be one viable email address that we can send you information, and then you could click to confirm your account. You'll get updates through your email, and it's super easy. If you don't have an email address, you know, grab one of your grandkids and loved ones, and I'm sure they'll be able to help you set up your account. With that, if you have a grandchild who would love to help you get books, you make that a partnership, and then we can work with everyone to get your services started for the downloadable program.
Christine, so in order to use this BARD service, you have to be comfortable with being able to get on your computer or our phone, smartphone, to be able to use your email. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. So you do have to be aware of how email works and how the internet works, because once we send you out the link for your own BARD account, you have to be able to know how to get into it. So if you're on your desktop, for example, you would create a little icon and then click on it every time you want to open it or go onto the website. If you have a smartphone, you can then download the BARD app and then go into your account from there. Our BARD system works off of any portable device. So laptops, tablets, smartphones, and we have many people that actually do use their standard computer desktop and then save and then play it off of their physical player that we provide with our services.
Christine, so once you are signed up as a Arizona Talking Book Library customer, you've got your passcode and your password, then you can sign up for the Braille and audio download. And do you have to do anything special to be accepted into that program?
You don't have to do anything special for it. The only things that we do require of a person is to have an email address and familiarity on how to download a book. And what's great about this service is that we do have technicians. You know, if you know the basics of how to run a tablet or your smartphone, but you're having troubles downloading your books, we can walk you step by step through that. So if they even have a basic knowledge of what applications are and how to get to your smartphone information, we can help you on how to download a book. But once you learn, it's real simple.
Christine, so what happens if the person makes a mistake in trying to log in to that account, a bar in the account becomes disabled or locked up? What do people need to do?
Yeah, when an account locks up, there's a number of reasons for it. Either that person hasn't used it for more than 3 months, or if they have tried to log in to their account more than 3 times with the incorrect password, it locks you out. Now, it's perfectly fine. It does happen all the time. We have people that and are frequent BARD users, so they forget their password. We are a phone call away. We are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. There will always be someone to get to. Michael and Craig are machines technicians. So what you will do is call the library, 602-255-5578, 602-255-5578, and ask, saying that you need your BARD account reset. Just ask for a BARD password reset. And what they're going to do after the conversation with you is send you a little key through your email. And that would be how you would go then into your BARD account and create a temporary password and then reset your password. But we can recover it for you. No troubles.
My experience is that what I have noticed that if you're using a tablet or your telephone, you basically go right into the BARD app. Mm-hmm. So the person probably just needs to log in every time if they choose to use the computer. Am I correct?
Well, if they log in consistently on one device, either their smartphone, their tablet, or on their laptop, it's going to, if you choose for it to remember your password, then you don't have to type it in every time. People do check on, keep me signed in, remember my password. It's usually a little checkbox. So when you click on that and you gain access into your BARD account, the next time you go in, it'll remember who you are and it'll go right into all of the available materials for you.
Christine, what are the advantages of using BARD over waiting for the physical cartridge to come to your home?
There are a number of advantages of having BARD. First of all, there's no physical location to store all of these books. It's called what we call in the cloud. So we have a physical limitations of roughly 55,000 titles in our physical building. Well, there's no limit to how many books we can store in the cloud. So we have literally like 350,000 titles plus on what we can do. It's not only our recordings for Arizona, we could get recordings from others talking book libraries throughout the country. We are now working with a treaty called the Marrakesh Treaty on getting books from other talking book libraries countries into our collection. So if anyone is looking for a natural history book about Wisconsin, we can send that book to you through the BARD account. There are a number of ways of getting so many much more materials. I would say it's quintuple the number of books that we have in our physical collection that now available on BARD. The other benefit to that is when we have a new release of a book, the publisher can release the audio version directly to us. And it's a much shorter time to get that book downloaded to the BARD account than versus waiting for it to get physically loaded into our cartridges and then mailed out to the library. So it's much, much quicker of a response when you see a book on a bestsellers list. You're most likely going to be able to see it on Bard before you even ask it for the collections of your local librarian.
So, Christine, the books that people download from Bard, they're pretty much have the same identical narrators that they have from the cartridges.
They're identical most of the time. Sometimes a publisher will not release a commercial audio format to us. So then we will have to rely on staff or volunteers to record the book. And that recording can take anywhere from 9 to 12 to 15 months, depending on how complicated the book is. What's great about that release, though, is between the time of Harry Potter, publishing used to be distributed by hardback, then softback, then paperback, then audio format. So it could take 4 years for an audio format to get into our collection if it was released directly from the publisher. So that's why we record our books. Many of the talking books throughout the country has their own recording studio. And we have a strict measures through the Bard administration. And our whole goal is to get our own state's collections into the Bard cloud for us. So you'll see books from Arizona, you're going to see books from Wisconsin, you're going to see books from New York, and it could be like a commercial grade book, or it could be a local talent or a local author published book. So many more choices for you.
And Christine, when I'm looking for a book, I noticed that with the Bard system, I can do a search for a book title or author or a combination, so I can find books much easier and quicker. Do you have any thoughts about the best way a new customer can make that work?
Well, Bard has its own creature comforts to itself. I think the best field is just the keyword search. You could also search by author or by publishing year, but that just gives you lists of books. So if you start with the book, you know, Catcher in the Rye, and you click on the letter C, it's going to start with, you know, Cain and Abel. It's going to start with the, you know, the alphabetical listing, and you would have to just keep scrolling through until you get to the C-A-T-H-E-R, Catcher in the Rye book. So it's easier to type in Catcher and the word Rye. We usually typically leave up all of the of's, and's, and these when we're searching for a book. And you also have the author's name, either first name, last name, that also helps really well. And so you're able to find that title. You could also go and type in United States history, and you're not looking for a particular book, you're looking for a particular subject. And it'll then go into all of the, where the keywords are searched. It could be in the title of the book, it could be in the annotation or description of the book. If you have, for example, a person's name like James Bell, and you're looking for Tolling of the Bells as one of the books, it will also have that person's Bell also listed in the author's portion of that record, as well as the title, as well as the annotation. So it's really good about if you're not quite sure on what you're looking for, the better you understand what you're able to type in as the subjects. You can say cats. It'll come up with all everything from wild cats to domestic cats, and maybe even the musical Cats. That will all come up when it comes to that materials like the history of cats. But if you type in lions and tigers versus Maine Coon domestic cats or opera play cats, if you get more words in there, it'll help limit your search. But if anything, if you're running into troubles on how to search through Bard, again, call the librarian that you are assigned to. We have 4 public librarians. It's all based on your last name. So if you can't remember your librarian's name, that's perfectly well. There will always be someone to answer your question. But, you know, just say, I'm Mrs. So-and-so. I need to speak with my librarian. And if that librarian's busy, they'll get you someone else. But you'll always be able to speak with someone saying, and your question is, I'm having troubles figuring out what books to get on Bard. They're there to help you. You know, we are here as a resource, either finding the book or the spelling of a name is one of the pitfalls of Bard. If you don't spell something correctly, it's going to come back saying no search found. So is it the author with Anne, A-N-N-E, or it's ANN. And that is a determination of just one of the quirks for that program.
So, Christine, if I use Bard to find a new book or look for a kind of book that I want, can I download it from Bard and play it on my regular player?
Yes, you can. You can download it into a couple different files. And if you have a thumb drive port in your portable device, many do, then you could download it. And then in your physical device, the actual player that we send out to people for their physical collection, there's a port on the side of the left-hand side of the player. It has a little door next to the earphone jack, and that's where your thumb port goes into. Some people cannot manipulate something as small as a thumb drive. So you could also purchase your own cartridge, and we have the cords that you can save from your portable device onto the cartridge, and then you slide the cartridge right in the player. And the benefits of this is if you have a limited usage plan for your phone or for your devices, that's a great way of saving that minutes for something else. And then we can provide you with headphones for your player, but it's up to the person to decide what's best for them. We're there to guide them, but it's the ultimate decision on what that person wants to read and how they want to read it. That's perfectly fine with us.
So Christine, besides the audio books, the person also has the option of reading a Braille book or magazine through Bard.
Through Bard, yes. There are many options for you. You do need to have your own equipment in order to read Braille. So Braille is available on Bard, and it will, instead of saying Bard book, they'll say Braille Bard book, and that's will be able to give you that book. If you accidentally download a Braille book and you try to play it, it's just going to have a bunch of like clicking sounds, and that's literally like trying to read the dots for Braille. And so one title may also be in the Bard account twice. So it'll be in the audio version, and the same book will be in the Braille version. So make sure you know which one you're getting on that. And always you could double check with us saying, okay, I'm trying to find this book. All I'm finding is Braille, or all I'm finding is, you know, audio. Is it in the other format for us? And most likely we're going to say yes. And this is, you know, this is either the number or how you're going to get to it. So Braille and audio format are equally accessible. You do need your own Braille reader for the Bard Braille accounts, but that's perfectly fine.
Christine, is there a limit to the number of books that I can get using Bard?
One of the geniuses of Bard is that there's no limit at all. It's whatever your device can store. And because people cannot pass this intellectual property onto another device because it's proprietary to only Bard users, you can keep the books as long as you want, and you're welcome to delete them whenever you want. There's no expiration date on that particular book. So if you download it 2 years ago, 2 years ago from now, it'll still be on your account until you physically delete it. Now, some people go through and create like a book that has a series, and if they want to read the series over again, they don't have to re-download that whole series again. They could just go into their bookshelf and, you know, imagine physically walking into a room and pulling a book off a shelf. That's what you're doing electronically. And it's so wonderful, especially if you are a series reader and you can't remember, oh, where was that again? You could go back into a couple different books and see what you want. But right now I have 27 books and 7 magazines on the Outreach account. And that ranges everywhere from Cloud Atlas, that is a 29-hour book, to I think I have Cat in the Hat for our little kiddos at Head Start, and that's a three minute and 47 second read.
So if I wanted to listen to, say, the Reader's Digest magazine and the Consumer Reports magazine, those things are available to me as they come out each month?
Yes, they are. They are totally accessible. And we have people, this is just like a public library. You're welcome to wander into any section that you want. If you want to only read fiction books, that's perfectly fine. If you only want to read magazines, that's perfectly fine. We have a wider range of magazines. And because this is done through the cloud, we have many of the state's local publications. So Wisconsin Wildlife is one of them. If they want like our Diamondbacks ball game magazine, we can, that's recorded there as well. So besides just the standard stuff, it's always good to poke around and see what else is available. We have guidebooks, we have Consumer Reports, we have Newsweek, we have People in Spanish, we have Teen People, National Geographic is really big. And then we have occasionally the AARP newsletters for Arizona and then the rest of the country.
So one of the advantages of using BARD is that you get a wider range of books, that you receive new books being published much quicker, and you can search for books that according to your topic of interest, right?
That's correct. Again, a vast number of books beyond our physical collection in basic searching of books, not just within the Talking Book Library for Arizona, but all the Talking Book Libraries throughout the countries and U.S. territories. And again, moving on to the Marrakesh Treaty, which was just signed by the last administration, that is a collection of other countries' Talking Book Libraries submitting their collections into the United States Talking Book Libraries program. So there's always going to be something new in BARD to look at. Now, for those who want to get a rest between listening to a book, if they're in like a rural area and they don't have good connections to download a book, what I would recommend is you only need internet access if you want to download your materials. Once it's downloaded and saved into your bookshelf, you do not need any internet access to listen to your book once it's on the bookshelf for you.
So, Christine, if someone is not living in the Phoenix area code 602 and they're living in other parts of the state, how do they reach out for getting questions answered?
Oh, sure. So if you live outside the Metro Phoenix area, and we're talking Mesa, Tempe, Glendale, Gilbert, you know, that whole metropolitan area, we have an 800 number. It's 800-255-5578. You could also reach us through email, and it's talkingbooks, T-A-L-K-I-N-G, books, B-O-O-K-S, at azlibrary.gov. There will always be someone to return your call or return your email. It doesn't matter if you live in Kingman or Quartzsite or, you know, Douglas or Springerville. We have access to all that information. We are a phone call away or an email away. If you have only the physical collection right now, all you have to do is just simply call up the library and ask for your librarian. It's based off of your last name. So, hi, this is Mrs. So-and-so. I like to speak with my librarian. And then you would ask your librarian to say, I would like now BARD and I have an active email address. Please register me. And that takes roughly about 24 hours to register you. But after that, you could go as far and as long with our downloaded books as you ever would like.
So once a person becomes an Arizona Talking Book user, and gets his password, he can then become a BARD user by having an email and going through the process of learning how to download books from BARD. And then once he is a BARD user, she can practice how to find books any time of day or any time of night without having to bother anybody. Is that right?
Oh, you could be as independent with your BARD account. You don't have to check in with us at all. If we haven't heard from you for over a year, all you're going to do is get a courtesy check-in from one of our librarians saying, hi, is everything okay? I'm using BARD. Well, we won't bother you again. We have people that only use our physical collection. We have people only use our BARD collection. We have people that only use some other of our services and never get a book in their lives. That's perfectly fine. It's your library. You know, talk about the resources that are available to you with your librarian. If you are trying to find a book, or if you say, I like a particular author and I'm trying to, you know, do my searches on BARD, you know, they'll be there to guide you if you'd like. Or, you know, there's many ways of going to a couple different book websites. Your local public library is also a great resource saying, I've read everything by this author. Who else should I read? So just because you're a library customer of the Talking Book Library, does not prohibit you from ever using your local public library. So please do. They have wonderful programming. And so support your local public library.
That's a good public service message right there. B, do you have more questions for Christine?
I do have one more question in regards to BARD. I know you mentioned that people can call and get assistance. Would you say that people who are going to be using BARD, they have to have good computer skills or how to use their phones and be familiar with that?
That's a good question, B. Yeah, our technicians are there to help you navigate through BARD, but that person needs a firm understanding of how an application works. How do you get into an application? How do you check your email? If they have to have those basic skills on navigating through their own smartphone or smart device, but if they're having a technical or program issue with the BARD account, that is where we can step in saying, okay, have you, done A in this? Okay, now you need to go to B. We could walk you through that process. But if you, call us up saying, I bought a new tablet, how do I go and turn it on? That's not what we do. We are there for those users who are familiar with electronic devices, portable devices, and then we can help you navigate through the BARD account that you just registered for with your email.
Well, thank you for informing us on how to use BARD. And I hope folks out there can take advantage of that service, especially as you mentioned, you get sometimes more options for books and magazines.
Christine, we're just about at the end of our time. Is there a final message you want us to know?
Well, the Talking Book Library is there for anyone who cannot hold the book, turn the pages, or read the print. It does take an application for service. It's signed by your medical professional or your education professional. Once it's sent back to the library, and all of that is on the library's website, it's azlibrary.gov/talkingbooks. And we do provide presentations out to the public. So if you have a low vision group or a health fair or a community fair, we do have volunteers throughout the state that would be able to come to you. And if you're not comfortable with in-person presentations at the time, we can always do a virtual presentation anywhere throughout the state for you.
Thank you very much for your time and hope to have you back in the near future.
Thank you very much for having me.
My thanks to the Arizona Government's Council on Blindness and Visual Impairment for teaming up with Sun Sounds of Arizona for Tech in the Desert. Tech in the Desert airs the fourth Saturday of the month at 11 a.m. Stay tuned for more great programming on Sun Sounds of Arizona.